Welcome to 5-Minute Fridays with Medium Kim McBride. Join us as she unapologetically delivers life lessons to catapult you into enlightenment while peppering it with metaphysical topics.
The other day, my spirit guide, Tamingo, brought up a topic that he wanted to discuss, and he called it the me perspective. And I asked him to define that, and he said, the me have attention on ourselves in order to accomplish our goal that we had when we decided to come into this life, and that was to grow as a soul. So I was like, okay, well, that sounds a lot like all about me. And he says, no, you've distorted it, just like your society has distorted. It's more spiritual and less selfish. Give me an example. And he says, okay, young children show this very well. They demand attention when they're hungry, they need change, they're tired, or they need soothing. They can only view the world from the me perspective, and that's all by design, because that's what you were supposed to be doing. And I'm like, okay. He snickered and said, okay, I can tell by your reaction you're not really getting it. Let me give you the whole scope as an example. I'm like, okay, go ahead. Before you came into this world, you wanted to grow as a soul. So the me perspective was enmeshed in you. You come down to this earth, you become that toddler that's very clearly attached to the me perspective and lets everybody know when it needs to be changed and when it needs love and things like that. But then quickly, society, and in this case, society is your parents, your siblings, your grandparents, they start to move you away from the me perspective because they feel the me perspective is selfish. They start to take you off your path and give you the people-pleasing perspective. Be kind to your siblings, you know, take care of the neighbor child, share your toys, things like that. And so they start very early in life modifying your behavior, moving you away from your purpose onto this artificial wrong path. And I use that word strongly. It is the wrong path of people pleasing. Because what that does is it takes your attention off of your soul growth and out to externalize it. It's outside of yourself. So you're no longer fulfilling your needs. You're fulfilling everybody else's needs. You're putting all your attention on satisfying them, making them happy, giving them a good life, making their life easier. That's all external. It's not internal. So now you have shut off this internal focus and you have made it all external. And you go into school and you now have to please teachers and you're pleasing your classmates. And it just keeps snowballing as you get older and older and you become a parent. And then all your attention is on growing that little being and taking care of your spouse and making a good marriage. And the whole problem is the older and older you get, the further and further away you get from your me perspective. And then the more unhappy you are because you haven't put any attention on what your needs, what makes you happy, just takes you off your soul purpose. The more that you start to have problems creep up, and that comes in illness, that comes in dissatisfaction, that comes in resentment, that comes in strife in your life because you haven't paid attention to your true purpose, which is the me perspective. So this goes on, and then about the 60s, things start to change. Typically, the kids have grown up, have moved on with their life. The relationship of your marriage changed a lot. Parents have started to die off. And now, all of a sudden, your attention needs outside of yourself have slowed down, and there's not so many people there that you're trying to people please. So all of a sudden you're like, oh my God, I'm so unhappy. I'm so unhappy. Why? I don't even know who I am anymore. You lost your identity because you've got so pulled away from who you are that you don't even recognize yourself. And so many people play this out in so many different ways. And it's usually in destructive behavior because you have gotten off your course. You have gotten too far away from your me perspective. So then if you still haven't figured out ways to make yourself happy and start to put yourself into the me perspective, you become older and older. And you know, so many people will say crabby old people. Well, you know why they're crabby? Is because they realize they gave up all of their life for all these other people who really didn't appreciate it. And they're like, I gave up all of this for my kids. I gave all of this up for my career. And the all of it they gave up is themselves. So now older people become more demanding. They are pickier. You know, you buy a gift for them like, I don't like that or I don't need that. They don't do it in a nice way because they don't have not articulated why they are resentful or why they're unhappy in their old age. Because now they have all these illnesses that were developed because they got off course. So it's just this big snowball that keeps happening and happening for 60, 70, 80 years that we still keep going with the old paradigm of society. It's all about everybody outside of me. When you're mad at yourself because you didn't focus in on you. I was like, wow, you summed that up, a lifetime, not of my life, but watching what my family has done, what my mother did, what my grandmother did. Man, Domingo, I don't know if it's going to, it's across the board, but in my family dynamics, you pretty well summed it up really well. So how do you suggest we change this so that we don't have to go through the scenario that you just said? Well, first, you have to realize that you can't change this overnight. You've had this training as a society for eons. But what you have to do is start to pay attention to that. Don't wait until the 60s. Do it earlier in life. If you could learn this, if it could be taught to children, that they have to take care of their needs, not in a, it's all about me perspective, but in the way that you have to find your own happiness. If a parent could teach a child that very thing, you have to find your own happiness. You can't depend on someone else to give you your happiness. You have to find it within yourself. That is the greatest thing that you can do for a child, is to not buy into that people-pleasing perspective and make them, force them to look outside of themselves to find their happiness, because it's not out there. It's inside them. But also, you have to implement that in your own life. You want to take things off your plate that don't make you happy. First thing is the word obligations. Take obligations out of the equation. Make it the dirty word in your life and in your household. Anything that is an obligation is steeped in people-pleasing. That's the foundation of obligation. Cut that down. And then ultimately cut obligation out. This is the work that a soul needs to do in order to get back on course. They need to meticulously look at their life and what they want to do, what they don't want to do. Figure it out, get it off your list. Who are you? Ask yourself constantly that. Does making this kind of food make you happy? Going to these things make you happy? Going to this gym make you happy? You have to question everything in your life to figure out if it leads back to your happiness. That is where you have to unweave the teachings of your society about a people-pleasing society and refocus it back to the me perspective. And they need you to figure this out, Kim, and then teach them. So that's why I brought up this topic today. I hope this helps you, and I hope it helps the people that you're going to share it with. So that's it, folks. I just wanted to share with you a lesson that Domingo shared with me, and I hope that you could take this in and think about this thought today and try to improve your life and get back to that me perspective.
Thanks for listening to 5-Minute Fridays with Kim McBride. For more practical advice with a punch, visit us at kimmcbride.com.